Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
Goodness, to sing his praises. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then the psalm says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith, for the purpose of godliness. And thank you so much for joining me today. This ministry is designed to bring biblical insight, address your need, plant the seed of godly purpose, sharing with you testimonies that will inspire you and motivate you to exercise yourself for the purpose of godliness. So call in every Sunday at 8 a.m. The number is 646-668-8917. And I appreciate your support. Email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer request, your praise report, and be encouraged. Listen, because we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. All right, so thank you for joining me this morning. I have been talking about faith for a little while. It was God's goal, vision, mission for 2019, and then it kind of expanded the last part of the year to faith. And the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he that comes to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I just thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his grace. I want to give a shout out to my church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. Amen. And just thank the Lord for our pastor and for his support and for his love and encouragement. He is also my husband, so I thank the Lord for him. November will be 44 years. Amen. Amen. God is good. Talking about faith. Hey, God is good and worthy to be praised. So a shout out to my church. A shout out to my husband, Pastor Melvin Smith, and the members of Lifeline Mission. I also want to give a shout out to Grace Place. Had an awesome event yesterday, cancer awareness, and it was just wonderful. It was just amazing. I'm thinking about the word of encouragement I received from one of the presenters. I happened to be on the, I don't think so much as presenting, but one of the ones that shared their testimony, answered questions, and one of the ladies just gave me an awesome word from the Lord. And so I'm encouraged. I am encouraged to do what God has called me to do. Amen. So let's get right to it. We only have a few minutes. I just want to share that testimony. So faith and faith, fearless in the storms of life. This is a part of a workshop that we did at a retreat. God has blessed me to have some awesome times. I'm just grateful to God. At a retreat, a women's retreat called An Intimate Escape with Jesus. And Pastor Aida Meekum did a workshop on fearless in the storms of life. I just kind of added faith because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Fear and faith cannot reside in the same moment, cannot reside in the same place, because either you're going to have faith or either you're going to have fear. It's sort of like, you know, no man can love two. You're either going to hate one and love the other. That's fear and faith. Amen. So faith, fearless in the storms of life. This is the ability to stand fearless in the storms of life, talking about prayer, which is a victorious move. Now, I have some scriptures that I want to share, and the first one is Philippians 4, which says, 4 and 4, which says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit or meekness be known to all men. The Lord is near or at hand. Then verse 6 is where we're going. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Another scripture I have, which is Joshua. I want to kind of save this one for last. Joshua, God's charge to Joshua. I'm going to add verse 5. It says, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I love this. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. I'm reading out of the New American Standard Bible. Verse 6 says, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7 says, only be strong. Come on now. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Now, you know, I almost want to stop right here. Do everything. It says, do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. It says, do everything that you heard from Moses. Do everything you heard from your teacher, from your mentor, from your pastor, from your leadership. That's what it said. Do everything, because if they're good leaders, sound leaders, spiritual leaders, listen, the Bible says to mark the perfect man. I don't know. I'm just going there right now. Mark the perfect man means hold them up as an example. Even though I this is my opinion, you all can say whatever. I believe Moses had anger problems. Even though he had all those problems, the Bible says, do all that Moses told you to do. Do all that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. If we obey sound spiritual leadership, we'll have success. Let me just say that. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, which means you have to speak it, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Think about it, let it be in your heart, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. King James Version says good success. Amen. So, verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? You need to underline that. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. That's exclamation point. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I like that because Philippians says, don't be anxious. Don't be drawn. Anxious means drawn in different directions. I'm just doing the biblical definition, drawn in different directions, divided, to go to pieces. It also means force exerted because of sinful worry. So the Bible says don't be anxious for anything. Don't be divided. Don't be distracted. Don't be troubled with the cares of this life. And I want to say Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, we kind of take it, I'm just reading it. Don't be anxious. Yeah, I know what you say, Lord. Okay. No, you know what that means? That means you do not be anxious. That's a command. You don't be anxious. Exclamation point. It's a command. It's imperative, and it's in the present tense. It means right now, don't be anxious. Oh, I love that. Love the Holy Ghost. It's a command. It means to stop doing it. Have unduly concern or be hindered. Don't be anxious. It says by everything, by prayer, focusing on God, by prayer, focusing on God, total dependence on Him, supplication, which means to make your request known, have a specific need, with a sense of urgency. I'm just going to hit, you know, some of the points. With a sense of urgency. We're not urgent enough and we're not desperate enough. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, with all the cares of this world and everything that we're going through. We're lazy. Help me, Jesus. We're lazy because, I believe that we think because God is on our side, we can just do whatever we want to do and He'll be there. But the Bible says to have a sense of urgency. Supplication means to have a specific need with a sense of urgency. Supplication, it does mean crying out, but have a sense of urgency. Focusing on God with thanksgiving, expressing thanks for favor and mercy. Here's the thing. And we're talking about faith, fearless in the times of storm, in the storms of life. Here's the thing. Thanksgiving is where we, if you ever heard the word Eucharist, it has to do with communion. And when I was reading this, it's relating to the Lord's Supper. Thanksgiving means thanks for favor and mercy shown to us. And I wrote down, it says, wouldn't it be something if we took communion genuinely thankful for God's favor and His mercy shown to us? Faith, fearless in the storms of life. I remember taking communion, I don't know, it's a while back. And sometimes we just take communion and we take it and we move on. But the past couple of times I've taken communion, I've really been grateful for it. For what God has done in my life, and the presence of the Lord being, with me, in me. We have to be thankful. Lamentation says it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercy. Great is the faithfulness of God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We must be thankful every day for God's favor and His mercy shown to us, and don't take it lightly. My husband always says God didn't have to do it. And He didn't in the sense of that He's God and He could do whatever He wanted to. But here is the thing. When I was reading this, a prayer focusing on God. God is responsible for us as a people, His people, as a people. God is responsible for us, and He takes care of us. And sometimes we take that for granted. I'm kind of off point, off my notes. We kind of take that for granted because we feel like God is responsible for me, so He's going to do whatever He's going to do. And in that sense, He really doesn't have to do it, but He does because He's God. And He's a good father. So be anxious. Don't be pulled in every direction. Be anxious for nothing. Do not be anxious for anything. That's a command. But in everything, by prayer, dependence on God, focusing on God. And it also means bringing an offering. Don't come to God and just, you know, I'm just coming, Lord, because it's prayer time. Here I am. No. The Bible says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what it says. Bring your body, bring your spirit, bring your mind, everything to God as an offering. By prayer and supplication, have a specific need, urgency, with thanksgiving, being grateful for his favor and for his mercy. Amen. Okay, so in Joshua, it says, it's a command. It says, and the Lord says several times, don't be afraid. Be very courageous. Be courageous. Be very courageous. Didn't I tell you? And it has a sense of a command. Have I not commanded you? But I like this because I looked this up this morning. And it says to do, the command is a command, but it's also, and it's also, I should say, to have direction. God directs us. The command is with a direction. It's not, I told you so, but not a direction. Because sometimes we parents do that. We tell our children something, but we don't have something to point them to. So command, to direct, to show a point or point out a path. Point out a path. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Don't fear. Don't fear. Do not tremble, because that's what the you know, fear. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And here's the thing that I wrote down. As I could paraphrase to verse 9, God is saying, I am leading you, directing you, pointing out a path. Let nothing cause you to tremble. Because if we know where we're going, we won't be afraid. One of the things that, you know, it's one thing to have surgery, but it's another thing to have surgery and know as much as you can know about the surgery. It alleviates some of the fear. That's the only thing I can think of right now. It alleviates some of the fear. It's one thing to say go, but it's another thing to know that God is with you, and because he's with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. It's one thing to be hanging out there, but it's altogether different when you're hanging out there with God. It's just altogether different. And prayer and seeking God does that, getting in his word, because it says, do not let this word depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That's the direction, his commands, his direction. Okay, so let me do this really quick. Prayer is a victorious move. It takes the attention and focus off the problems and puts it on the power of God where it should be. He told Joshua, have I not commanded you? He said, be strong and courageous. Then it says, only be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. I told you, I'm giving you direction. So prayer gives us direction. Prayer, the word of God, gives us direction, and it takes the focus off our problems and puts it on God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And then it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. You cannot have peace without God. Oh, my goodness. Okay, number two, we renew our trust in the Lord's faithfulness by us releasing to him all our anxieties and problems, casting all your care on him because he cares for you. Casting, give it to him, throw it out there to him. Number three says, as we release our anxieties and problems to God, he gives us peace. And he does. He really does give us peace. As we release all anxiety and problems, God gives us peace. As we pray, God strengthens us to stand to do what needs to be done. That's what he told Joshua. Only be strong, very courageous. Be strong, only be strong, very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do everything Moses, my servant, told you to do. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Do everything you were told to do. I'm telling you. That's what the scripture said. And the Bible said, Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You're going the direction I'm telling you to go in. Help me, Jesus, if you love me. That's what he said. So as we pray, God strengthens us to do what needs to be done. That's our strength. That's where we find joy and peace, fruit of the Spirit, all of that in the Word of God in prayer. And I want to say this too, in fellowship with the saints. In fellowship with the saints. We cannot be a lone stranger and have strength. It is impossible because the devil, that's the devil's desire, is to separate the weak from the strong. He's a predator. I noticed the Holy Ghost talking. He's a predator. And what he does is what, you know, lions and predators, what they do is they look for the weak, help me, Jesus. They look for the weak, and they separate the weak from the strong, and they pounce on them and eat them alive. Ah, my God, today, hey, honorable Sia, hallelujah to Jesus. This is good to me. That's the operation, for the lack of a better word, of the devil. He goes about as a roaring lion, but he does desire to sift us and to separate us from the fellowship. That's why I'm so grateful for the fellowship I have had in these past couple of weeks, because it has strengthened me and encouraged me. Okay, let me move on. As we pray, we receive mercy, grace, and help in the time of need. As we pray, we receive mercy, grace, and help in the time of need. Listen, mercy, grace, and help in the time of need. Number six says, as we spend time with God in prayer, he moves on our behalf. And listen, he moves. He sends his angels to move. Listen, Lord, help me. When we pray, we get in his word, fellowship with the saints, we got backup. I think it's Hebrews 12. We are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Then it says, let us lay aside every weight. Sin that does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us. But here is the thing. We don't know this if we don't get in God's word. And listen, I hear people all the time. I was so encouraged yesterday. I met a brother that I hadn't seen in a while. And one of the things that he said, which was so encouraging to me, he said, home fellowship is fine. He said, but you need to be around the saints of God to be encouraged. I said, now you know you are speaking to me. We need to be around the saints of God to be encouraged. We can't be sitting in the house by ourselves talking about I'm listening to God. That may be true, but listen, God put in his word that we must fellowship. And we may not like all of the things that we see are going on or whatever, but we don't like things in our own biological family. I don't know why I'm going this way that we see and hear. But that don't stop us from saying hi and fellowshipping and going to the family reunions. Some of us it does, but some of us it don't. We just go. Come on now. This is real. This Bible is real. And I am so encouraged. I'm encouraged. Me personally, I'm so encouraged to do what God has called me to do. I'm so encouraged. And it came from His Word. It came from prayer. And it came from the fellowship that I've experienced in these past couple of weeks. It has. It has encouraged me. The Bible says we are to encourage one another. Faith, fearless in the storms of life. Yes, and there are times where you are going to have to walk alone, but you're not alone because God is with you, and you're really not alone because there are people praying for you. The loneliness part, I don't know why I'm going here. God, help me. The loneliness part is when we separate ourselves from the things of God, from the people of God, from His Word, from prayer. We separate ourselves from these things, and then we're lonely, and then the enemy comes in to pounce on us and to say, well, nobody cares for you. They didn't even call you. No, nobody understands. They should call. They know what you're going through. No, they don't. Mm-mm, no, they don't. And they may get a sense if God speaks to their heart, because I've had that happen also. But here's the thing. The Bible says for us to call on the elders of the church so that they can pray for us, anoint us with oil, pray for us. That's what the books say. So if you want people to call, you want people to come by, then you have to, you know, you got to step it up. Well, all right. That's it for today. You got to step it up. We got to step it up and stop trying to be a lone ranger and Tonto. That's just crazy. I'm sorry. That's just not biblical. It's not biblical. It's not biblical at all. It's not biblical. And it's almost a sin, because then we become anxious and all this other stuff, and then sin comes in because we've given space to the devil. All right. We cannot do it. We can't do ministry alone. We can't walk this walk alone in the sense that we don't want to be bothered and all this kind of stuff. No, there are some things that God is going to separate us from, for sure. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. And those things we must leave alone. But until then, if He's not saying that, then we need to get in. We need to get back into the fellowship with the saints, physical fellowship with the saints, and stop being worried about all the stuff that we see. And I don't know why I'm going this place, this in this direction. I really, the Holy Ghost is leading me, and stop being concerned with all the foolishness that's going on. God will take care of them. Thank God for Jesus. I told Pastor, I'm so grateful for Jesus, the Holy Ghost, in my life, because all the crazy stuff that I'm seeing, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Some going to be before the white throne of judgment. Hallelujah. We all must stand before Jesus and give account for this life that we lived. So I'm encouraged. All right, I got to let you go. I love you with the love of Jesus. Be encouraged, knowing that we all must exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. I love you. Pray for me. Pray for Lifeline Missions. Pray for my pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith. And listen, go to church, fellowship with the saints. All right, love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day. morning.